So anytime you want something, if you go within, the answer to that will be there. So instead of like looking for a job, you're looking in the paper, or you're just out networking, or you're doing the usual steps that mankind may have listed in the How to Find a Job book, you instead align with the divine within. And when you are aligned with the divine within, centered, balanced, at peace, then you will be inspired to take the perfect and right action going forward. And in each moment, if you follow your feelings or inspiration, and when I say feelings, it's not the feelings of anxiousness because you're not finding a job fast enough, but if you're in that place of all knowing that you are protected, safe, taken care of, then when it's the right timing, you will feel, I know I need to go here. I need to do this. So you then follow inspiration. So, like, for example, if you keep looking, and follow man's ways of normally looking, you may not be finding what you're looking for because you're looking in the wrong places. Divinity knows where your job is and how to put you in touch with that job. So, for example, if somebody was laid off and they knew they were going to get another job, and they knew the job was going to come when it was supposed to come, and then they just relaxed, knowing the job was going to be coming and knowing that divinity would show the job when it was appropriate or available, and also you knew that when the time was right, you would just get that perfect and right inspiration, and all you had to do was follow it, you could actually relax. You could actually be enjoying life, and you can enjoy life moment by moment. And then all of a sudden you get the inspiration, I need to go here, or I need to pick up this paper, or I need to look in the internet, or wherever it is that you might be guided to go. And then you would just feel like that was the thing to do. And you would just know that is the thing to do in that time. And then you would just follow that. So what happens is, with the looking, it's a state of lack and scarcity that you live in. And you're living in that state of lack and scarcity, so you are drawing that energy to you, versus I'm aligned with the divine within, and divinity would know what is purposeful for me to do, where to go. Divinity knows my purpose, my skill set, and all resources. He knows the right place for me to live, work, be, do, and have. And all I have to do is be, and then do, and have as I'm guided. So it's a different way of being, and then all your job is to really do is to keep aligning with the divine within, so you are centered and balanced and open to receiving that inspiration when the right time emerges. So while you're out looking, you're not being. And while you're not being, you're not allowing. And when you're not allowing, you can't receive. So by letting go of man's way of doing, you can align with the divine and allow divinity to unfold in divine timing what is purposeful for you. And it may not be what you think it looks like, because what you think things look like are man's creation. Divinity's creation can be so much sweeter, provide you much more fulfillment, and serve a higher purpose. And by taking your rightful place in the world, you then open up the door for others to take their rightful place. By you looking for a job and you taking the first job that comes along that seems like something you can do and that they will give you, you are taking a job out of lack, out of need, and then you are also taking possibly someone else's job because you're choosing it out of lack or need or fear, because you don't trust that there's a perfect and right place for you to work. There is a perfect and right place for you to work, and God knows how to connect you with it. It's not for you to have to figure it out. What you have to pay attention to is, are you connected to the divine within, or are you separate, going it alone, doing it on your own, trying to figure it out on your own, and then hoping, wishing, and praying that you'll end up with a job and it won't be too bad and you can deal with it and hopefully it will pay you enough and last long enough and do all of those things that support a fear-based society and way of being. So instead of looking for a job, if you focus on being aware of when you are separate and then returning home to the divine within, align with that, and then just make sure you stay there. And then when you feel it's appropriate to move forward, because there's an inner knowing, move forward. But if you sit in that space of being connected to the divine, and then you sit there and then you get antsy and say, but what if? What if I'm going to miss the job? What if I don't look for it? Somebody else may get it, or maybe I won't find it, or maybe divinity won't have one for me, or maybe I'm different and maybe that's for everybody else and not me. And what do I do? And you live there, then you're separate, and in that separation, divinity can't help you because you're not open to receiving it. You are in your ego intellectualizing, and in that fear-based state, you're not open to receiving and being guided. So if you notice yourself living in that world, you say, oops, I am not connected. My job is to let go of all of this. This is all ego-based, fear-based thinking, and I need to return home to the divinity within And in that place, I am going to allow that job to connect with me. And then you stay there. And then when you all of a sudden intellectualize or start thinking, you say, oops, I just separated myself again. I have to go home. And if it helps to go out and play, play. If you're inspired to take a walk, walk. Do what your inspiration says, and then you will be fine. And when divine timing occurs, and you get the inspiration, which comes from an inner knowing, and it's different than thinking. When you know, it just feels right, and then you take what action supports that knowing. So if you, at that point you are feeling that you need to go to X, go to X without thinking about it, and just be. Just follow moment by moment. Be in that moment. And as you are inspired, the perfect and right next step will show up. And all you have to do is be in the moment and follow the inspiration to the next step. You don't have to jump ahead and say, but what if, or where is this going to take me? And all of that, which is the, again, separation, doubt, fear, you stop and say, whatever is purposeful will show up and I will know when it's right and I'll do whatever that next step is. We often jump ahead and live in the future and then we get stuck and we don't really find what it is that we're supposed to be connecting with, because we are either living in the future worrying about if it's going to happen or when it's going to happen, or we're living in the past. What if this happens again? And remember what happened the last time, and oh my goodness. So if you let that go and just return home to the divine within, align with that and stay there. Recognize when you move out of that state. Forgive yourself, return home, align with the divine, and wait until you're inspired. Now, it doesn't mean you have to sit on the couch and wait for that inspiration to come. Feel what's right. I'm hungry. I go eat. I feel like taking a walk. I do that. I feel like going onto the internet, and maybe it's the right time to do that. And maybe you will take actions and steps that don't make sense, but if you take those actions and steps out of inspiration, they may lead somewhere that we don't always know what it is ahead of time. We just have to trust that we're doing this for a particular reason. You follow that guidance in each and every moment, and then it will lead you to the next moment and the next right step, because divinity always knows where you're supposed to end up. All you have to do is show up. So it becomes effortless, because when you are in that moment, you will be divinely guided to the next moment and the perfect and right step to lead you to the perfect and right end goal, which is your divine place in the world, serving the purpose that you're meant to serve, and maintaining the balance that is required on Earth at this time for all people's highest and best good. So we just want to let go of any attachment to worry, concern, fear, that it's not going to show up, that divinity is not going to supply, that you think you're different or less worthy than somebody else. And we let go of all of those thoughts and ideas that limit our ability to sit still and relax and just be connected to Source, allowing the Source to move through us, guiding us to where we are to be, what we're to do so we can have what we're meant to have. So by letting go of all of those limiting beliefs about self, life, others, circumstances, the memories that have been replaying within us when we experienced lack and loss, fear, deprivation, poverty, all of those memories cause us to attract to us more things that support the memory versus the things that are to support our highest and best good. So you're either living out of a memory in a moment or you're living in an inspired moment. So the faster you can let go of those limiting beliefs, the things that are holding you back, the clearer you become, the easier it is for you to attract to you that which is purposeful. So your inner child can let go of all of those memories that he carries within him that is holding him back and actually holding you hostage in a past that didn't serve you once before, and it's certainly not going to serve you again. But the faster you let go of that memory, the sooner you can live an inspired life and know what it is you need to know and know what it is you are to do so you can live the life that's for your highest and best good, which is the one that will make you the most fulfilled and happy. So your inner child knows all of those memories that don't serve that picture and aren't in alignment with that picture, so he can let that go in this process that we have open at this time. Okay, so what I am going to do then is